Good morning. Thank you for listening White Way of Moedide Honganji radio program. In this morning, I'd like to share my thought of listening to the Dharma. Listening to the Dharma is our primal practice of Jodo Shinshu. Why so important to listening? When I came to Hawaii, I was very surprised that various religious sects get together several times, such as a Bodhi Day service, interfaith ceremony, and Buddha Day service. One day, I had a chance to meet with other Buddhist sect minister. He said, "The Jodo Shinshu teachings are so easy. You just listen to the teaching of the Buddha. You don't need to any hard practice, right? Can you become an enlightenment one in the future by the such an easy practice?" Actually, our main teaching in Jodo Shinshu is listening to the Dharma is the most important practice. Just listen to the Dharma. But I don't think listening to the Dharma is such an easy practice. Even though the Nembutsu teaching say, just listening. It is hard for me to just listen to it. Just listen means I hear it as it is. However, I sometimes think of other things when I am listening to the Dharma, like about lunch or next my schedule. Buddhism provides a teaching for each of us, each person individually, and not for the groups. So, just listening means how each person hears the teaching of the Buddha. That is why I emphasize, please have your own questions about the Buddhism and try to find the answer to your question by listening to the Dharma. Let me share the following story. A minister asked a man, "Why don't you come to the temple to listen to the Dharma?" "Sorry, I don't have a time to listen to it. I am so busy at work," the man replied. "Why are you so busy?" asked the minister. "I have to work," answered the man. "Why do you have to work so hard?" asked the minister. "Of course, if I don't work, I cannot eat any more and I will die," shouted the man. Then the minister asked the final question to the man. "Oh, you said if you cannot eat any food, you will die. That tells me if you keep eating the food, you will not die. Is it true?" "Well, I cannot say I will never die, even though I have food," the man answered. The minister wanted to tell the man that being busy is not the reason that we do not have a time to listen the teachings. Having a food is not perfect salvation to our suffering. The question of how we can live our limited life in our limited time can be found in the teachings. That is why we should listen to the true teachings to solve our problem. In the book of teaching of Buddha, the sun rises in the eastern sky and clears away the darkness of the world without prejudices or favorism toward any practicer region. So, Buddha's compassion encompasses all people, encouraging them to do right and guides them against evil. Thus, he clears away the darkness of ignorance and leads people to enlightenment. Listening to the Dharma is preparing ourselves to overcome the problems of life when we have something that we cannot control. The 8th abbot of Honpa Honganji, Renyo Shonin, said, "Don't give the excuse that I don't have the time to listening to the Dharma. You should make time for listening to the Dharma. So, do not hesitate to come to the temple and please listen carefully to the true teachings with your own questions. In the future, your questions will grow deeper as your understanding grows." Thank you for listening. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu.